America, where do we go from here? In 2019, the Veterans Administration released its National Veteran Suicide Prevention Annual Report, which stated that the suicide rate for veterans was 1.5 times the rate of non-veteran adults. The report also stated that veterans consist of 13.5% of all deaths by suicide in U.S. adults, but only make up 7.9% of the U.S. adult population. Approximately 20 veterans die by suicide every day. That's 140 brave men and women per week who fail to gain an understanding of their worth in every American heart. 620 soldiers a month who gave every ounce of effort to protect Americans and preserve our beloved country. That's 7,300 heroes per year who survived harsh training, survived brutal weather conditions, and survived bullet wounds, who were ultimately let down by us Americans who did not ensure the help they needed to stay mentally stable. They risked their lives to save ours, but in the end, we failed to save theirs. Additionally, many veterans who choose to live aren't truly living. What I mean by this is that the psychological state of about 30% of veterans who served in Iraq or Afghanistan is like a ship sinking in the ocean. The water continuously fills up, pulling the ship helplessly underwater, much like the horrid images and memories from past wars haunt our American veterans until they can't take it anymore. Recent times have been especially challenging for Americans. The COVID-19 virus, as you know, isolated all of us from our friends and family for a very long time. Although my house was a deserted island and I felt lonely, I was never really alone with my thoughts. However, each day of quarantine, veterans were single-handedly accompanied by their thoughts, guided by their memories, until they couldn't bear the constant pain of living the same day over and over again. The tragedy of COVID-19 shed light on an even more significant issue: the mental health of our veterans, like the mental health of most Americans. So, where do we as Americans go from here? How can we aid the people who have served for countless days to protect our home? The answer is simple. We must first listen to them. Listen to their words, tone, and be mindful of how they react to certain situations that can be sensitive. But in order to listen, we must ask. War veteran and author M.B. DiLaccio writes, "There are people who come home from war and want to talk about the pain, but no one wants to listen. There are others who want to keep silent and repress the memories, and all their family and friends want is to talk about it. Ultimately, when you obey someone's request, it makes you more reliable and more likely to be asked for help when help is needed. By fully hearing what someone is struggling with, you may just be able to save his or her life." The truth is, a lot of veterans won't seek help on their own. Due to their physical and mental strength on the battlefield, they believe that they are more than capable to take care of themselves, but that is not always the case. As of now, the Veterans Administration offers high-quality care for mental health conditions. However, the quality varies considerably across facilities, with the best practices not universally delivered. So, when programs and services are unable to provide valuable assistance, it is necessary that we as Americans aid and support our veterans. My vision is that citizens will go out of their way to reach out to fellow veterans in their neighborhoods. This does not need to be a grand gesture. A simple act of kindness shows that you care. This includes cooking them dinner, helping fill out a form, or even just thanking them for their service. Even if we simply guarantee that every veteran has a trusted friend who they can talk to about what they did today or how their life is going, I believe that the mental health of veterans will improve. Of course, this is only the beginning to an end of an ongoing issue that we as children, teens, adults, elders, and above all, Americans can work towards. That is where we go from here.